I am Grandpa, and I love you.
I'm Grandma, and I love you too.
Welcome to our podcast, Grandpa and Grandma Bedtime Stories.
We share some stories that will make you laugh.
We share stories that might make you cry.
And we share stories that will give you courage to choose the right.
And these bedtime stories will help you to dream sweet dreams.
So get on your pajamas and say your prayers.
Turn out the light and hear our story tonight.
Hello, my sweet grandchildren. This is Grandma. And tonight, I'm going to tell you the story about how I met Grandpa Jeff. Well, you all know that Grandpa Mark passed away totally unexpectedly in 2002. And so I was a widow with four children, Jordan, Ryan, Cameron, and Maddie, for 4 years before I met Grandpa Jeff. How I met him is interesting. I happened to be reading the Ensign magazine and read an article that was written by Jeff, and I wrote a comment to the Ensign the next day telling them how much I appreciated that article. And then the next time I checked my email, there was an email from Jeff Hill. And that's how we met. I think we've told you this story before. So we emailed back and forth for quite some time before we actually met. And this was in the day, long time ago, when you didn't have internet that was very easy access. Mine was a dial-up internet, and I didn't have any idea what Jeff Hill looked like, and he didn't have any idea what I looked like. That's how it used to be in the olden days. And he would write these beautiful emails to me, and I realized that he was a really amazing person. And one of the emails he sent to me was a talk that he had given at BYU's Women Conference. I can remember reading that talk and thinking, my goodness, this is such a neat person. And then I thought, I have no idea how he would ever be interested in getting to know me. So we talked on the phone. Grandpa had a big phone bill. Back in the olden days, we had to pay lots of money for long-distance phone calls. And I can remember talking to him and feeling like he was just my best friend, even though we had never met. We talked, and his voice was familiar to me. And I know that might sound cheesy and kind of crazy, but I'm telling you the truth. From the very first time we spoke, I felt like I knew him and I had known him before this life. Well, it came time to our first date, and we were actually going to meet. It was towards the end of April. I think it was April 28th, 2006. And I was so nervous. I was so nervous to meet him. I remember that morning going hiking with my dad, Grandpa Snell. And he was asking me about Jeff and what I knew about him. And he was excited for me to go on this date. And I said, oh, Dad, he's just so cool. I have no idea how he'll ever be interested in me. And if you know my dad, he is not very demonstrative. Do you know what that word means? That means he doesn't show his emotions very well. And he turned around, he was hiking in front of me, and he turned around and he opened his arms up wide and said, come here. And he put his arms around me and he said, you're pretty awesome yourself, and hugged me tight. And that was so nice for him to do that. It gave me some confidence that I could go on this date. Well, I got a new outfit to go on the date. I got mauve and white colored striped pants, a mauve colored blouse, and some really cute new cream colored sandals. And I felt like I looked very attractive. I was feeling confident in the way I looked. But then as it got closer and closer time for him to come pick me up at my house, the more nervous I became. And he came to the door. He rang the doorbell. I opened the door, and there was this very handsome man standing on my porch. And he introduced himself, and I introduced myself. And then I got in his car, and we drove to Salt Lake. I was living in Kaysville at that time. We went from Kaysville to Salt Lake to go to lunch. And I was so anxious, I could hardly breathe. And I didn't answer questions he said to me very well. And I was just so worried that he wasn't going to like me that I couldn't even talk. And we got to Costa Vida, which is where we had lunch. And about halfway through lunch, I couldn't even eat. I was so nervous. And I excused myself from the table, and I went into the women's bathroom and into a stall, and I sat down, and I put my head between my knees and started breathing so deeply. And I breathed, and I breathed, and I kept saying, Heavenly Father, please help me relax. Please help me be able to be myself around this really good man. It doesn't matter if anything happens with our relationship. Just let me be myself. And when I got done breathing for a little while and praying, I went back out to the table and sat down. And from that moment on, I was so peaceful. And I was able to feel like I was just natural and myself. Then we went across the street from Costa Vida to the Hale Theater, and we watched a wonderful play called The Miracle Worker. It was a story about Helen Keller, and it was so well done. Well, about halfway through the play, Jeff reached over and held my hand, and it was so exciting. And my heart started beating so fast. And I felt like I really liked this man. Then we finished the play and we were walking to the car and got in the car. And I felt like myself totally. I was so back to normal. And I was flirty again, which I hadn't been flirty for so long because I'd been a widow for 4 years. One thing I really loved about Jeff was I knew that he had had a lot of hard things that he had gone through in his life, but he had these smile lines on the sides of his eyes that went up, and he was smiling all the time. And I thought, this man has smiled through all of his challenges. I really admired that. And I actually told him that, and I leaned over in the car, and I kissed his temple by his eyes where his smile lines are and told him how much I loved those smile lines. And that was very forward, I know, but I'm just being honest. Then Grandpa drove me down to Provo, Orem, where he lived, and we watched another movie called The Cinderella Man, which I loved. And we kind of snuggled a little bit and held hands while we watched that movie. And then he drove me home. And he said to me, how would you like to have some fun with me this summer? And I said, I would like that. I would really like to have fun with you. I think we could be great friends. I honestly didn't know if Grandpa and I would get together because he's 11 years older than I am. And I remember thinking that maybe he was a little bit too old for me and maybe I was a little bit too young for him. But I definitely thought it would be fun to get to know him better and to have some fun. So he dropped me off and said goodnight. Well, it was a few weeks later that we went out on our second date, and I was very excited to see him. He picked me up and drove me to Logan. And in Logan, we stopped at the Bluebird restaurant. And he bought me an O' Aggie bar, which is a chocolate candy bar with almonds and coconut. And he bought me one of those when we were done eating lunch. And I was excited because I liked those O' Aggie bars. And I happened to leave that in his car. And that's part of the story a little bit later on. But we ate lunch, and then we just went and walked around Utah State campus, which is where he had gone to get his PhD, and that's where I'd gone to school for my bachelor's degree. And so it was fun to go and reminisce about all the time that we had spent at USU. Well, something happened while we were walking and talking. We were holding hands, and I started feeling so attracted to him. Like attracted to him in a way that I hadn't felt about anyone I had dated since I dated Mark Mulford so many years before. And we kind of started to cuddle a little bit. Well, like not cuddle because we weren't sitting, but we had put his arm around me and we kind of snuggle into each other a little bit and bump up against each other a little bit. You know, when you're falling in love, you kind of do that. And I really just felt such strong feelings for him, and I could tell that he felt such strong feelings for me. And when we were driving home through Sardine Canyon, it was the first time since Mark had died that I felt like my heart was whole. I felt whole. There wasn't a hole in there anymore. It felt like my heart was filling up. And I remember starting to cry like I am now. And I turned my face because I didn't want him to see me crying. And I looked out the window and I felt so much love for him. And I felt so much gratitude that my heart was feeling healed. And Grandpa leaned over and he grabbed my hand and my shoulder and gave me a squeeze. So Grandpa knew that I was really wanting a kiss, I think, because at one point he was in the car and I was sitting in the passenger side and he was in the driver's side and he looked over at me and I looked at him and smiled and he put both of his hands on the steering wheel and grabbed tight to the steering wheel and I could tell he has decided he was not going to kiss me goodnight. And he did not kiss me goodnight. No matter how hard I tried to flirt and get him to kiss me goodnight, he did not. So I'm going to end this little story here because it's got a whole other half where I'll tell you a little bit more about how I fell in love with Grandpa Jeff.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's bedtime story.
We hope you felt our love for you.
And we hope you will have sweet dreams tonight. We love you so much.